the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. And we were knocked down to the canvas, Lundy. And one, two, three, we were out. At least I was in my featured wagers. Here on Friday, college football continues to do us dirty. So let's try to turn those frowns upside down, shall we? Because we've got one game remaining on the football slate here in week numero quattro of the NFL season. And it should be a dandy as Las Vegas is traveling to SoFi Stadium to take on the LA Chargers. The line, Chargers are laying 3.5. The total is at 51. Pulled this from DraftKings. Give me a pick on the side and a game score prediction, my friend.
Well, those of you that are regulars here with the podcast know that I have been on the Chargers since the line came out last week. So I'm sticking with that. I actually had the Chargers -3, so I'm missing the hook. Yeah. But I got them at -3, and I think this is going to be an over type of game. In fact, Vegas has gone over their total in 2 out of their 3 games so far this season. And if you go back to 2020, which I know sometimes kind of difficult to do because no crowd, et cetera, et cetera. But Vegas has actually gone over, I think it's 8 of their last 10.
Yeah.
So I'm taking the over with this one because, again, it's SoFi, but is that really home field for the Chargers, or is it going to feel like home field for the Raiders? I don't really know. I'm going to say 31-24, Brad. So I'm going to take a 55 total. I'm going to push it up over the top, and I will take the Chargers to cover and win it by a touchdown.
You and I are very much on the same page here, although I'm going to go Price is Right with you here and go with the $1. I got it 30-24 Chargers in this one, but I'm with you. 51 just seems way too low to me in what should be a bonanza of statistical goodness, which could be a foreshadow of some of the wagers we're about to make. Let's go ahead and get to those right now on this Manic Monday with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, a guy that is a waller. He is a baller. He is an extraordinaire. That is Darren Waller of the Las Vegas Raiders. A total on receiving yards. And this is the highest currently available legal sports books across the country. 69. Is it going to be 9.5 yards? That one I pulled from DraftKings Sportsbook. And I'm taking the under, believe it or not. Maybe shocking to some. Again, at -115, a Waller leading the position in overall target share at 26.8%, though his yards per target is tight in 26. A lot of the routes he is running underneath, I think he's going to pile up and accumulate the catches like he normally does. He is number 4 in total yak among plus-size weapons, and you look at what the LA Chargers have given up. They've given up 105, 65, and 54 to the position. Kelsey had 104, actually, yards against them. So Waller, you know, he's been under this in 2 of his first 3 games. I think it's a good number, but I think he's going to be right there in the lower 60s yet again. Though, as I mentioned, the Chargers have had their difficulties at times containing the tight end. So fade or follow, Darren Waller under 69.5 receiving yards, -115 at DraftKings.
I will follow on this one because I'm with you. I think this is a really well-set number. I don't think this is a triple figures type of game for him. I know there's some various, you know, pre-built player parlays, things like that, that are out there at some of the sites where they've got Waller up at like 100+. I just don't think this is the game that it's going to wind up happening. And in fact, I'm with you. I think he tucks just underneath this number. Feels like we're going to see the ball get spread around maybe to this next guy.
Oh, and that's what we call a tease in the business.
Number 4.
And here is that next guy, Henry Ruggs, over or under 21.5 yards on the longest catch. And give me the over at -118. Pull this one from BetMGM. You look at what Ruggs has done. And maybe in the midst of a breakout season, a guy that was heavily disparaged and admonished due to the spoiled opportunities a season ago, but he's making most of it here in his sophomore campaign. Each of the first 3 games, he has had at least one catch over the 21.5 yards. Week 1, 23 yards. Week 2, a 61-yard bomb. Week 3, 37 yards. He is wide receiver 11 and averaged at the target at 16.61. And he's averaging exactly what this prop is, 21.5 yards per catch. I know Samuel's been great in coverage. Davis, though, is the weaker link, and when he lines up against him, that's where he should be able to surge past this proposed total, as Davis is giving up 15.2 yards per catch. So, Lundy, I already know where you're leaning here. Fade or follow, are you cutting some rugs on the over 21.5 yards on the longest reception, minus 118 at BetMGM?
Yes, I am. I like this one. I think this is too low. You already talked about, you know, the, what was it, 61-yarder he had back in week. This is a guy that can break it and break it quickly.
Yep.
And that is why I really like this number. And as you said, I mean, his average per catch is right on this number, which means you just got to feel like something is going to break for him. He's going to get a long one, maybe somewhere around 28 to 30 yards and comfortably cash this ticket. This is one of my favorite props of the night.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I probably should have moved this one up to number one, to be honest. But whatever, back rugs, and hopefully he'll leave us in the black.
Number three.
All right, let's go to the Chargers side of the rock, and let's talk about the other tight end in this game, the Chef Boyardee of the position. That is Jared Cook, and it's going to be a heaping pile of spaghetti nose. I'm going to take the under on 3.5 receptions here. Minus 110 at DraftKings. And look what Cook has done this season. 8, 5, and 3 targets the first three games, which yielded 5 catches, 3 catches, and 2 catches. So he's been under this in back-to-back. He's only seeing 13.4% of the overall team's target share. And when targeted, Justin Herbert has just an 83.1 passer rating. However, you look at Vegas, Mark Andrews, he went for 3, so just under this. But Freiermuth had 4 receptions, and Mike Gesicki had double figures against this defense with 10. He was certainly the apple of Jacoby Brissett's eye in week number 3. Still, when he got Keenan Allen, he got Mike Williams, Austin Eckler. Those are 1, 2, and 3 in the pecking order for Herbert. Maybe sprinkling a little Jalen Guyton here and there, and somebody else that's obscure. And I don't think Cook gets there. So I think it's 3 catches spot on, which tucks barely under his Captain Hook. Yar, me painties will hopefully be friendly to us tonight. So maybe us. We'll see what you say. Jared Cook, fade or follow, under 3.5 catches, minus 110 at DK.
Yeah, I'm following on this one as well because it feels like a 3-catch night for him. Brad, he is a guy that when we went into the season, we thought, okay, solid tight end option, kind of that veteran presence. What's he, 33, 34 years old, going to come in there, going to be somebody that Justin Herbert can count on. Well, guess what? All those targets have been going to Mike Williams because we've seen this just unbelievable resurgence of Mike Williams, and I think it's actually come at the detriment of Jared Cook with the opportunity share with the targets. So, the fact that he has only seen 16 targets through the first 3 weeks, I don't think that's going to change here tonight. So tuck him underneath, and I think you're right. I think Captain Hook might actually work in our favor this time.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, think so, me mateys. Yeah, please, Captain Hook, don't send us a Davy Jones's locker. Much appreciated. With that, stick around for our top plays on Monday Night Football and bonus time.
Number two.
All right, Luddy, let's get back to the action here in a battle between Vegas and the L.A. Chargers. And I'm going to hop into the old muscle car and press the pedal to the metal and rev that engine, baby. Give me the over on Derek Carr, 281.5 pass yards. This one I pulled at DraftKings at minus 115. Yeah, look at what the Chargers have done. They have been quite dynamite defensively through the air. Patrick Mahomes just 260 passing yards. Dak Prescott just 237. But Carr doesn't give two Fs right now. He is number 1 in total air yards, number 6 in yards per target at 8.8, number 5 in deep ball completion percentage. He's averaging 401.0 pass yards per game. Again, LAC giving up just 6.87 in terms of pass yards per attempt, but through sheer volume and the fact that they're just going to continue to bombard defenses down the field. That's what Gruden is dialing up. I think Carr is going to peel out in this one. I think it's going to be another 300-plus in a game with a lot of pew, 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 shootout appeal. So, good sir, fade or follow my over Derek Carr, 281.5 pass yards, minus 115 at DraftKings.
Yeah, we're going to have a flying car tonight. That's what we're going to go airborne on this one. Yeah, I'll take the over. I think this is way too low. I think he's going to hit 300. So you're going to give me that kind of cushion on the overall number sitting down there in the low 280s? Yes, absolutely. I'm going to take this one all day. I think he's going to continue to distribute the ball. We just talked about Henry Ruggs. We know that Waller will be involved, even if you and I are on the under when we talk about the overall yardage. But I think Carr is going to be airing things out tonight, and I really like him to get up over this number. And like I said, I think he hits three bills.
Yeah, and it's going to look like seven if he doesn't on the sidelines from Stranger Things with the eyes, you know, looking up. You know what I'm talking about. I swear Derek Carr wears eyeliner.
Number one.
All right, moving on. Let's go and get our top wager on the board. It's for a birthday boy. I know this because Sandro produces Faith the Noise and Sirius X and Fantasy. He tracks birthdays, and it is shocking how often guys cash, whether on a receptions prop, a receiving yards, or an anytime touchdown when it's their B-day. Well, it's Mike Williams's, and I love an anytime touchdown for him at plus 105. Pull this one from FanDuel. You know, Mike Williams has been a breakout sensation so far this season. You know, Joe Lombardi wasn't lying to us when he said, hey, he's going to play the Michael Thomas role within this offensive scheme, and he's done exactly that. He is seeing a massive target share overall, and a player that's going to continuously be force-fed by Justin Herbert. You look at Williams, he's inside the top 30 in yards after the catch per reception. He's got 12 total red zone targets already this season, multiple touchdowns scored. And you look at the secondary of Vegas, you know, they've been actually better than advertised. And Casey Hayward, the former Charger, revenge game, has given to just a 33.3% catch rate. Mullen just a 63.7 passer rating overall. But you saw the success Deontay Johnson had against this unit. Sammy Watkins went for 96 yards. I think Williams will again be the apple of one Justin Herbert's eyes when it is close to the goal line, and I think he will cross it and do a little birthday dance in the process. So fade or follow, anytime touchdown at plus odds for Big Mike Williams. Will it be a big payday? Again, pull this one for FanDuel, fade or follow.
I'm following on this one. And folks, you want to shop around. Remember, we talked about this, for example, on Friday on the podcast. I told you Noah Fant anytime touchdown, where some books had it at plus 190. But then our friends at Caesars had it at plus 280. That was probably the only highlight of that Broncos game that I was at yesterday. So you got to be able to shop it around. And Brad brings up something really big. I'm following on this one because I think Mike Williams is going to score. Right now at FanDuel, it's plus 110. At DraftKings, it's minus 110.
Yeah.
To give you an idea of the differences. So make sure you're paying attention, especially with these anytime touchdown props. But yes, I like Mike Williams to splash six and get his fifth touchdown of the year.
Oh, but wait, of course, there's more. It's bonus time. Luddy, what else you got on your card?
I'm just feeling some anytime touchdowns, Brad, and I think it's because I'm expecting this to go up over the total that we were talking about of 51 for tonight, maybe some shootout appeal. So a couple other anytime touchdowns for you. How about we go back to the Ruggs well? I'll take Henry Ruggs to get his second touchdown of the year. That is plus 240 if he can manage to splash six. And just because, you know, some fantasy ownership and maybe I need a little bit of help, maybe a little comfort from behind on a Monday night. Keenan Allen is actually plus 100 for an anytime touchdown. So I'm going to take Allen and Ruggs, a couple of receivers to be able to splash six for me. Fingers crossed, because not only could I use some cash after yesterday, I could use some fantasy points as well.
Yeah, I'm with you right there, especially on the cash end. Fantasy, kind of a mixed bag for me. But in one little twist here, a note that you need to keep track of before I get to the rest of my picks, because nothing is available right now, because we do not know the status of Josh Jacobs for this game tonight. But if he is deactivated and the books, you know, hurriedly get a Peyton Barber prop up, smash the over on it on the rushing yards, smash the over on it as well on the rush attempts. The vulnerability of this L.A. Chargers defense is 1,000% in the trenches. Antonio Gibson went for 90 yards in the ground against him. Tony Pollard, 109. Zeke Elliott, 71, just on the ground against him. CEH, who's got one of the lowest yak per attempt marks of any eligible running back in the league so far through 4 weeks. He hit the century mark against him. Peyton Barber, who had 100 yards last week will be the workhorse in this game. Again, if Jacobs is deactivated, if Jacobs is active, I'd fire off on an anytime touchdown on him. I think at some of the books right now, it's at plus 105 for either Barber or Jacobs to find the end zone. But point of emphasis, I think, will be on the ground for the Chargers tonight. So, again, keep track of that as that story develops. My card, give me Bryan Edwards. Over 2.5 receptions, minus 120 at DraftKings. He's Mr. Clutch. You're probably going to have to sweat this thing out until about, what, 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter? And then Edwards will just suddenly show up after posting a bunch of Krispy Kremes in the box score leading up to that moment. But he has gone over this in every single game this season, averaging 16.2 yards per target. He's getting 4.3 targets per game, 15.6 in terms of ADOT. That's top 13 right now. I think it's at least 3 catches for Edwards tonight. Correlate, synergize, bring it together. Remember how I liked the Derek Carr over 281.5 pass yards? Well, I also like the over 23.5 completions. Now, it's juiced up a little bit, minus 135 at DraftKings, but I'm willing to pay that. Carr right now, you know, shockingly, just number 20 in just a completion percentage through the first 3 weeks. He was top 5 in that category last year. But in terms of completions, he's gone 34, 28, 26 so far here on the young year. I think it's going to be another 25-plus completions tonight, especially if they are scoreboard chasing into the second half. So, again, over 23.5 completions for him. And how about a rush yards prop for a quarterback? We love chasing those. Give me the over. Justin Herbert, 13.5 rush yards, minus 114 at FanDuel. You look at Vegas, Lamar Jackson, 86 yards. And, of course, Herbert is like Tom Brady by comparison to Lamar Jackson. But still, it shows some of the vulnerability they have in the trenches. Jacoby Brissett, probably a fairer comp, honestly, to Herbert in terms of his scrambling ability, had 37 rush yards on 7 attempts. Herbert last year in a pair of matchups against this club, 24 and 14 yards. And he did go over this the last time out and just fell short in week number two. In week number two, he had 12 rush yards and 16 last week. Woo! There you go. That is a ton of picks in less than 20 minutes, folks. That's how we roll here on the Fade the Noise podcast. And that is a wrap on this edition. Please follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me there, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Really helps out our show tremendously. And as always, until Wednesday, remember we got Tuesdays off, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the Noise.